can't seem to let go, girl. So I'm coming over, running every red light. To hell with the closure, save it for another time. Try not to think about you, but it ain't working. Why put out a fire when it's still burning? Just when I think moving on's getting closer, I'm coming.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Later today, we are expected to find out more details linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Robinson is expected in court, where murder charges against him will be formally charged. Meantime, the spread of misinformation around the killing continues to grow.
Analysts finding posts that falsely allege Ukrainians are celebrating Kirk's death, also blaming Ukraine for his murder. One post included a fake quote from actor Pedro Pascal responding to a fake statement from President Trump. And another claims the BBC warned attacks against conservative leaders would spread to Europe. The organization says a large bot network is promoting the posts to push false narratives without any evidence or validation.
ABC's Raina Roy. The White House now saying it plans to send the National Guard to Memphis. Israel beginning its ground offensive in Gaza as a body of UN experts concludes there is reason to believe Israel is committing genocide in the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News. The CDC's new independent vaccine panel will be discussing them this week.
At least three of the new members have previously expressed either skepticism of vaccines or of the dangers of COVID. One, Catherine Stein, an epidemiologist and Ohio professor, is an outspoken critic of COVID vaccine mandates. In 2021, she wrote that COVID was not scary and cited the Bible to argue that people should not be afraid of contracting the virus. Stein wrote, "The Lord Jesus did not fear lepers. Not only did he heal them, but he touched them. He showed no fear, nor did he socially distance."
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A new poll by the Washington Post and KFF finds one in six parents have either delayed or now skipped some of the standard vaccines for kids. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
That creates these unfortunate gaps in immunization coverage, which we know can leave kids vulnerable and possibly cause an outbreak if we don't have that protection.
Parents say they're worried more about the side effects than their kids contracting things like polio and the measles. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce announced her candidacy for governor yesterday. Royce joins Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley as high-profile Democrats running to replace Governor Tony Evers, who announced in July he wouldn't run for re-election. Five dogs die and a woman is arrested for leaving them in a hot van for hours in Madison over the weekend. Wisconsin State Journal reports a 68-year-old woman left seven Great Danes in her van for more than 5 hours. Officers found two of the dogs dead and four were taken to a vet. Three of them had to be euthanized. And the Wisconsin State Patrol is focusing on railroad safety this week during C-Tracks Think Train Week. In 2024 in Wisconsin, four people were killed and seven injured, and there were 32 railroad-grade crossing incidents. An additional five people died and four people were injured trespassing on tracks.
Helpful phrases for modern living. Tape one. To say hello, you say, hey there.
Hey there.
To say, I'm not sleeping, you say, I'm fine, thanks.
I'm fine, thanks.
To say, I avoid my friends, you say, it's all good.
It's all good.
Saying you're fine when you're not, we've all been there. But not saying something when things get tough doesn't help. Your mental health deserves a voice. Visit FindSupportWI.org today.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you gotta check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge. And he had a between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything. My first taste of love, oh, bittersweet, the green on the vine. Like strawberry wine. I still remember when 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
You do, and I'm being so electrically charged up. Can A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bellamy Brothers and Redneck Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have temperatures in the 60s today, and we have our ag weather forecast on the way this hour. Also this hour, our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy in Canada will be in our newsmaker segment. The Canadian government trying to bolster up their biofuels industry to help out canola growers. Dennis will explain why here coming up this hour in our newsmaker segment. Reminder, day change for Durand, Arkansas football this week. The Panthers will be playing Thursday night. Thursday night is when the Panthers will be playing against Eau Claire Regis at Carson Park. We'll have that game for you on Thursday night with the pregame at about 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we look at the day in the life of a cow with Faith Reyes, Dairy Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. On a recent PDP Dairy Signal, she discussed feed bunk competition and overstocking and just what a cow needs to get through the day.
So when we think about competition at the feed bunk, personalities or dominance can come into play. So sometimes if they a cow has a more dominant persona, they may be more apt to physically push other cows around. That all can go into play of how much competition certain animals are involved in. But then there's also some other management strategies to consider too, with how much competition is occurring at the feed bunk. So some of those are, of course, feed availability and the consistency of that feed. So, you know, back to the basics, if you will, of some of the management takeaways of always making sure that feed spans the whole bunk, is pushed up frequently, and then we're, you know, mixing it to that precision where each cow is ideally able to consume a uniform ration. Two other things that come into mind when we think about feed bunk competition are what I call today as like the pen mates, so those individuals she's interacting with in her pen, as well as space. How can we group our cows in a pen to think about who she's interacting with and that space she has? And what does that look like for the interaction with how much competition there is at the feed bunk? And then also, we haven't had a clear distinction to the feed efficiency aspect. So really thinking about that input versus output, and that could look like that your energy corrected milk divided by the pounds of feed she consumes. And so really maximizing, you know, what she consumes, is that efficiently utilized for something she's producing, such as milk with the dairy cow. And when we evaluate residual feed intake, again, we can think about it in a way of saying, did she eat as much as we thought she would? In a way, what we predict her to eat when we take into consideration all of those energy sinks, body weight, age, and stage of lactation would be on the x-axis here. And when we compare that to what she actually ate, the observed dry matter intake, that's where we can really understand what residual feed intake or RFI means. But I think even thinking of it from a bigger picture perspective of what does a certain management strategy have more of like a ripple effect. So, you know, we might put something in place like overstocking because we want to reduce competition, but also just being mindful of what are all the other things that change? So I definitely recognize that, you know, if you're going to change one thing in a pen, that might impact three other things differently. So keeping that large picture perspective of, maybe I want to reduce my stocking density, but then know that not only might that reduce competition, but it could help with overall eating patterns and potentially feed efficiency. And looking at it from the reverse perspective, knowing that if you think increasing something like stocking density, you know, there's a ripple effect to what those might impact if you make that change. So really looking at multiple metrics to understand all the large scope changes that one management decision might make.
Those are comments from Faith Reyes, Dairy Outreach Specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free by simply going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. Eligible livestock producers suffering drought and wildfire losses the past two calendar years can now sign up for the latest component of its Emergency Livestock Relief Program.
It was this past spring that USDA's Farm Service Agency rolled out a disaster relief program aimed at livestock producers. The first phase addressing producers suffering drought or wildfire-related losses.
The Emergency Livestock Relief Program, with over $1 billion in relief already paid out to producers who suffered grazing losses due to these droughts and wildfires in calendar year 2023 and 2024.
Farm Production and Conservation Deputy Undersecretary Brooke Appleton. Now sign up begins Monday for the second part of what is known as ELRP. About $1 billion $1 million in disaster recovery assistance to help livestock growers offset increased supplemental feed costs due to a qualifying flood or wildfire event in calendar years 2023 and 2024. Sign up continues until October 31st at local FSA offices. More details about ELRP are also available online at www.fsa.usda.gov. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us tomorrow for our Wellness Wednesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes, with your hair put up neatly. Tug at your glasses and you sit down, just three desks down. And I watch you in the fluorescent glare, and my mind drifts away somewhere. And I see you in a different light, and your hair falling down with love in your. Just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. They don't know what I know, how some things just don't show through tailored tweeds. That's fine with me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling. You're a beauty.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come our kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light. Louisiana Saturday night. But when the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. In the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Mel McDaniel and Louisiana Saturday Night here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins and 64 in downtown Durand. Let's review markets from overnight and yesterday. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk down 5 this morning to 16.43. November steady at 16.25. December up 9 to 16.72. January steady at 16.80. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 161 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 161 and three quarters. 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 182. 7 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 116, 2 trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 60 and a quarter, 4 trades on the day. Cattle futures are expected to be mixed today. Hogs higher. Now, traders turned aggressive on Monday, buying in the feeder cattle and live cattle markets. But will it be enough to keep the momentum? There's still a potential for lower cash cattle trade this week, and that has traders just a bit nervous. Hog futures, though, were able to close with minor gains. Traders continue to hold prices at current levels. There were some higher pork cutout values. The question is, will there be enough fundamental support to move past resistance levels? October live cattle opens the day at 234.60, December 236.27, February 237.80, September feeder cattle open at 358.80, October 354.50, November 350.25, October hogs open at 97.52, December 88.85, February at 90.45. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all mostly higher. A little bit of technical buying in the markets here early on today after losses from yesterday. Harvest pressure will continue to affect wheat markets and also begin to affect the corn markets and even soybeans as well. Looks like we have some positive weather, not only for harvest, but the early corn harvest as well, and also the finishing of the soybean crop. December corn up 3 this morning at 426 and a quarter. March up 2 and 3 quarters to 443 and 3 quarters. May up 2 and a quarter to 453 and a half. New crop 26 up 1 and a half to 467 and 3 quarters. November and January beans up 5. November at 1047 and 3 quarters. January 1066 and 3 quarters. March up 5 and a half to 1082. New crop 26 up 3 to 1084 and a half. October soybean meal up 20 cents this morning morning at 285.40, while October soybean oil up 66 cents to 52.42. Chicago wheat, December up 2.5 to 527.5. March up 2.25 to 545. Minneapolis wheat, December down 3/4 to 571. March up 5 to 597.5. Energy markets this morning, October and November crude oil both up 10 cents. October at 63.40, November 63.12. Meanwhile, October gas up a cent to 201, November steady at 195. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
BioVet combines the latest research and technology to develop high-quality microbial and nutritional solutions for your operation. BioVet's innovative product line supports the immune system, digestive function, reproduction, along with growth and development of your livestock. Learn more at bio-vet.com and visit us at World Dairy Expo booth number EH1503 and 1504. EH1503 and 1504.
Innovation.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 363, October 363, December 368, new crop 26, 406. Cash beans 933, October 933, December 942, new crop 26, 972. Big River Resources, Boysville, cash corn 369.25, October, November 373.25, December 378.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 377, October 373, December 376. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 368, cash and new crop beans at 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 373, new crop 26416, cash beans 941, new crop 26991. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 379, October and November 379, new crop 26421, cash beans 952, October and November 948, new crop 26 1021. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 363, new crop 370, cash and new crop beans at 960. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 227 to 248, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 222, market cows 131 to 165, bulls 166 to 210, calves 520 to 1680, beef steers 310 to 680, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 152 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 205 and down, bucks 260 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go.
Don't want you for the weekend.
don't want you for a night. I'm only interested if I can have you for life. Yeah. I know I sound serious. Baby, I am. You're a fine piece of real estate, and I'm gonna get me some land. Oh, yeah. So don't try to run, honey. Love can be fun. There's no need to be alone when you find that someone. I'm gonna get you while I got you inside. Get you good.
Somebody's at the front door. I can hear them knocking. Your mama's on the phone and she feels like talking. There's chicken on the barbecue. Barbecuing. Don't worry about it, baby. Just drop what you're doing, 'cause they're playing our song on the radio. Okay, Mr. DJ, had a way to go. A million watts of love power coming on strong. Dance with me, darling, they're playing our house needs cleaning, the grass needs mowing. We've both got places that we need to be going. Tomorrow's a big day, you better get ready. But tonight it's just you and me. Rock.
for you 24-7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hey, Martin, look what AB just brought by. Not everybody drives a truck. Not everybody drinks sweet tea. Not everybody owns a gun and wears a ball cap, boots, and jeans. Not everybody goes to church or watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to ring a fire on.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. The Canadian government has announced that it's investing $370 million in a biofuels industry, in part to help shore up Canada's struggling canola industry against the Chinese tariff. Our NAFB colleague Dennis Guy in Canada has more.
The federal government has also announced that canola producers will have their advanced payment loan program expanded. Canola industry and canola producers' reactions were lukewarm. Most are saying they would be far happier to see an end to the ongoing tariff wars altogether. Canada is the world's largest exporter of canola, and China is by far the largest Canadian canola market. Last year, Canada shipped almost $5 billion worth to China. Last August, China imposed tariffs on Canadian canola seed, and then in March, China followed up with tariffs on oil and meal in retaliation against tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum and on Chinese electric vehicles. China is also investigating allegations of product dumping by the Canadian industry. Rob Stone farms in central Saskatchewan. He is pleased to see Ottawa acknowledging the issues facing Canada's canola producers, but Rob Stone says Ottawa's announcements do nothing to replace the Chinese canola market.
I think it's great to see a recognition that this is an important issue with federal government. I think it's probably the most elevated response that we've seen from them as a farmer. I'm happy to see that. However, measures like an expansion to the advanced payments program is just more debt. And the biofuel, I think it's great to see investment in Canada. It doesn't replace the fact that China is our largest market for canola. That's the biggest market risk for us.
Many within the canola industry think the quickest way to resolve this issue is for Canada to remove its tariff on Chinese electric vehicles. And it seems that a majority of Canadians want the same thing. According to a recent Nanos research survey, 62% of respondents say they support removing the 100% tax on all Chinese-made electric vehicles. And on Tuesday, Canadian Agriculture Minister Heath MacDonald said a decision to scrap or at least ease those tariffs is under review. The Canadian Canola Council stated that last week's announcements from Ottawa really do nothing. Chris Davison, president and CEO of that organization, said that the best thing Ottawa can do to help his industry is to do whatever it needs to do to get the Chinese market reopened.
When we have a market like China that's closed, most of what was announced misses the mark in terms of the support that the canola industry needs right now. The longer these tariffs remain in place, then obviously the cost to address that increases significantly. These are political issues that need political solutions.
Reporting from Canada, I'm Dennis Guy.
Thanks, Dennis. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
The corn and soybean harvest is just around the corner. Farmers, are you struggling to find the people or equipment to haul your grain? Elsevier's got your back. Elsevier's on-farm pickup program allows you to stay in the field while Elsevier hauls your grain to the destination for you. Find your originator at elsevier.com or call Elsevier and talk about how they can help. Give it a try. Visit Elsevier.com to learn more about Elsevier's FOB program. Another warm and humid day is expected once again today, and we'll have showers and thunderstorm chances increasing overnight and into Wednesday in our ag weather forecast. Now, a gradual cool down, though, is expected through the end of the week with continued chances for showers and storms. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 57 to 62%, south winds at 5 to 8. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear with fog, late lows 61 to 66, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 5 to 7. For Wednesday, partly sunny, a 50% chance of showers and storms, highs 81 to 86. Relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 7. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible and about 8 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny with patchy fog and a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. Friday, cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, cloudy, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower and storm, highs 70 to 75. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A wood stove is an efficient way to heat your home as long as it's well maintained. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make sure you inspect your stove before you fire it up for the season as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. With Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Stove is great in the winter for supplemental heat or for the cozy atmosphere it provides. But now is the time to make sure it's working properly so your investment doesn't go up in smoke. Larry Brockman is the residential wood smoke team leader for the EPA. He says for safety reasons, a wood stove and chimney should be inspected by a certified professional every year. Chimney sweeps use a camera that allows them to spot any problems in the chimney that you might not see. In the meantime, it's important to be sure the air intake vents are clean and not blocked by ash.
If you have too much ash in your firebox, you're essentially plugging those air vents. That could result in really poor combustion inside the firebox, and it just doesn't burn the firewood very well. This results, of course, in more smoke, which is bad for health, and more creosote buildup in your chimney. And then this results in less heat for your home also.
That said, it's a good idea to keep about an inch of ash in the firebox. Brockman says this will help keep your coals hotter for a longer period of time when you're trying to restart or reload the wood stove. Another thing you can do yourself is to open the stove door and check the gasket.
It looks a lot like a rope-like material that seals the door, and if it's deteriorated or if it's coming off the door, then that's a good indication that it needs to be repaired. The importance of that is that if the gaskets don't seal properly, you can allow smoke to come back into your house, or you get too much air into the wood stove, and that can cause your firewood to burn up too fast.
Many wood stoves are lined on the inside with fire bricks. Brockman recommends taking a peek at them and replacing any bricks.